Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, it's great to have you with us today at Impact Online. Today, we are starting a brand new series from Isaiah 61. It's called Overflow, with the thought around being anointed and appointed. I tell you, just before we get into it, I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone connected to Impact for the last season as we've focused around our local and global community projects being through Heart of Impact. The response has been amazing. Your heart, your lean-in, your compassion has really been inspiring. And the reason I want to just put a flag in that is that as I've then studied and prepared for this brand new series for the next 9 weeks, I really, in light of what we've been through, in light of what we've shared, really just seen that isn't it just like God, that it isn't either or, it isn't community missions projects over here and then anointing and overflow over here. But as I've studied, I've just so seen that missions and community and people, it really flows through the very purpose and the outworking of the anointing in our lives. And so as we unpack this for the next season, my hope and prayer is that in your life and in our whole church, there would be a real rising tide of the anointing, of the call of God, of confidence of who you are and what you're called to do, and that you would never slip into striving or manufacturing or pressuring, but you would stay empowered, you would stay anointed, you would understand that God is with you and in you and going on your journey each and every step of the way. And so as we dive into this today, I hope that there'll be faith and expectation at a very personal level for each day of our lives. Isaiah 61, grab your Bibles and let's read it together. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." I don't know about you, but there are certain moments in this passage that I think, hey, I really, really resonate with that. Some things I'm experiencing, I know people who are experiencing, and I thank God for the anointing that provides a way through and provides a way out of the very challenges that we face in life. So each week we'll be unpacking a verse of this passage, and today we are talking about proclaiming good news to the poor. Everyone say good news. What an amazing thing that in, I don't know about you, but in these days, I just really feel like there is so much bad news that it is such an incredible thing that God anoints us to share good news. And we're called here and anointed here to share good news to the poor. Good news in this means good tidings, good news to bring joyfulness. Poor means the meek, the afflicted, the needy, the weak. And we are anointed and appointed and called. We are in overflow to proclaim good news to broken and hurting and lost and challenged people. If I think about Luke 10 that we studied in Heart of Impact, the man left dying, abused in the ditch, and the Good Samaritan walked along, that man in that ditch, he was broken, he was needy, he was challenged, he was in a dark place, he was broken and weak and meek, and he desperately needed help, and religious people walked past and offered no good news. They reinforced the bad news that he was living in, but it was the Good Samaritan that Jesus teaches us about, that he shared the good news for this broken man in our lives to proclaim good news to the poor. I remember early on in COVID lockdowns that there was someone who produced this small show. I think it aired weekly, and it was 30 minutes, and he produced it from his home, and it was called Some Good News. And it was a collation, a collection of all of these snippets of humanity really showing love and showing justice and showing compassion, all those really amazing, in the scheme of things, small stories that were collated together. And it was such a reminder that in the middle of all of this bad news, there is good news. You know, the anointing of God is given to us to notice broken people, to notice poor people, to notice hurting people, and to not reinforce the bad news that they're hearing constantly from their circumstances, from the enemy, from the world, but that we are called to share with them good news. And so I want to unpack some different types of news that we can share and to understand our role that we can play in a lost and hurting world finding good news. The first thing that could be shared is bad news. I think we've all been guilty of having a bad day, a bad mood, and sharing bad news. When we focus on the negativity, when we focus on the problems, when we focus on what's going wrong, when we focus on what we don't have, when we focus on the sometimes impossible, intimidating circumstances that are presenting themselves, that is giving airtime to bad news. I remember growing up, you'd watch the news each night, and not that I'd watch the news each night, but when I would watch the news, I would watch the news, and it would be 99% bad news. 99% of this war, this murder, this economic crash, this problem, this thing. And after the weather, they would tack on some little nice puppy story about some little puppy or some little nice thing that happened to a balloon or to some school somewhere. And I think they were thinking that this one 30-second little moment would make up for all of the bad news. But there is a lot of challenge that people are facing. I know that you would be facing. If you look on social media, if you read the news, watch the news, there is so much focus on the problems. And see, truth focuses on the facts, but actually doesn't focus on the problems. In Jesus' name, we're called, we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, anointed by God, not to proclaim bad news. Think of the Samaritan, if he came to that ditch and said, "Oh, you look pretty sick. Oh, you look like you're about to die. Oh, you look like you've been abused. Oh, you look like you've had people walk past and ignore you. Hope that makes sense to you." It's preaching bad news. It's reinforcing the problems that everyone is facing. As believers, we're not called to preach and proclaim bad news. The second thing is we're not called to proclaim and anointed to proclaim no news. You know, no news would speak of, if you like, negligible silence. You know, it particularly makes sense if you think of it in a school context where you get kids who are being bullied or mocked or teased or left out, and you stand in that social circle and you might not be contributing, you know, might not be the active bully, but you are contributing to the pain by being silent. You know, in our lives, we are anointed to preach good news, not preach no news. To not allow the many voices to have the airtime that God's good news is called to have. You know, in your workplace, if there is pain, in your community, if there is pain, in your neighbors, if there is pain, in your family, if there is pain, don't say nothing. Don't preach no news. Don't allow any voice to take the microphone. Don't allow any voice to be the loudest preacher. We're called to preach good news, not no news. I think this then comes to can challenge our insecurities, our maybe personalities, our histories, our experiences, our fears, because in those moments, we're called to step up and step out and really rely on God for the wisdom, the grace, and the truth to share in our lives. Don't preach bad news. Don't preach no news. Number three, don't preach the wrong news. You know, there are great things that happen and good things that happen right around our lives, But what happens is that we, if we get fixated on the wrong news, actually get distracted from the good news that we're meant to preach. You know, I don't know about you, but there are times where something can seem good, but I know that it's not for me. That there might be something happening, or a job over there, or a relationship over there, or a thought over there, or whatever it is. But actually to remember that just because it's news doesn't mean it's news we're meant to take into our heart and proclaim for ourselves. This might speak about unimportant news, you know, where we give major airtime and major conversation to something that in the scheme of things deserves very little attention. It speaks to the issue of distraction, where news over there and news over there can actually cause us to get distracted and turn away from doing the things that we are called in God to do. Maybe you're the sort of personality who is easily distracted. And the thought today is, you know what, it's not about dismissing the wrong news, but actually understanding that for you, it's not the good news. That just because it's available doesn't mean it is right. So in our lives, we're taught to preach and proclaim the good news. Good news to the poor. We don't preach the bad news. We don't preach no news. We don't preach the wrong news. We preach the good news. You know, when it comes to the word, the good news is what we have available in Jesus. The gospel literally is the good news. In our lives, we are called to preach what we have received. We are called to give what we have received from God. And so as we head into this series, it's so important that our personal relationship and revelation with Jesus is at the center of all of this, because we can never give out of what we don't have ourselves. If you don't know Jesus, I want to say to you that you have in the middle of your sin and your shame and your pain, you have good news. Religion would preach bad news, that you got to work harder, you got to fix things up, you got to change yourself. That is bad news. Religion would preach no news, letting you suffer, letting you fail, letting you live with that burden on your shoulders. The internet would definitely preach wrong news, give a sense of chasing and chasing and chasing all these thoughts and ideas, yet offering no closure and no answers. But it is only Jesus that is the way. It is only Jesus that is the good news for you. Maybe you once open up your heart to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, ask for redemption, but for whatever reason you've walked away, well, good news, you can come home to Him. So in this place, as we pray together today, I want to pray for you to get your heart right with Jesus for the first time or again, to respond to the good news of the gospel. Lord, I pray for everyone here. I thank You that each person is called to know You. I thank You that if they are today honest with themselves and honest with You and opening up their heart and say, Lord, we need You. I need You. I need You to forgive me of my sin. I need Your love and Your peace. I thank You, Lord, that in their lives there would be a brand new day begun. I thank You that Your forgiveness and Your grace is enough. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. As we go on this journey of sharing around the anointing and the calling, living in overflow, my prayer is never that we would try. My prayer is never that we would push. My prayer is never that we would manufacture and bash the doors down, but that we would live in overflow from what God's doing in us. And so as we come across pain and poor people in our lives, as we come across people in the ditch in our lives, you know, remember, in your workplace, in your family, in your neighborhood, maybe even in our church, that you are called and anointed and in overflow to proclaim good news, not to proclaim bad news and give airtime to problems, not to preach and proclaim no news where you allow any voice and opinion to have its way, not to preach and proclaim wrong news as you allow distraction and things to steal you from what you're called to do. But you are called to preach and proclaim good news, the good news of Jesus and the good news of his plan for people's lives. God bless. Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.